It's Thursday, February 28th, and it's Pope Benedict XVI's last day as Pope. He announced his resignation earlier this month, and his time as Pope officially ends this evening. The Pope is the head of the Roman Catholic Church. Christianity is the world's largest religion, and Catholics are the largest group of Christians. There are around 1.2 billion Catholics around the world. Yesterday, Pope Benedict made his final public speech in St. Peter's Square. That's part of Vatican City, the headquarters of the Catholic Church, and the world's smallest country. In yesterday's speech, the Pope talked about his spiritual journey during his nearly 8 years as head of the Church. There have been controversies and scandals surrounding the Catholic Church, like accusations of some priests abusing children and claims of corruption. Some analysts think the Pope was referring to these issues during his speech.
He spoke about how he had so much joy, he said, in the church and in his 8 years of reign. But he also talked about how there had been difficult times. He said it had been far from easy on occasion. He talked about how the church had come across, quote, agitated waters, and that sometimes found itself facing the different directions of the wind.
Pope Benedict is the first pope in nearly 600 years to resign. What comes next? He'll still be called Benedict, the name he chose when he became Pope, and he'll still be referred to as His Holiness. But his official title will be Pope Emeritus. He'll live in Vatican City in a small monastery, and Benedict's expected to devote his time to prayer and study. As for the Roman Catholic Church, it has to elect a new Pope, and here's how that process happens.
The Pope is the spiritual leader of 1.2 billion Catholics around the world, and the most visible religious leader of any kind on the planet. The new pope is always chosen by the members of the College of Cardinals. They're the highest office in the church under the pope himself. Normally, when a papacy ends, either through death or resignation, cardinals from around the world gather in Rome. They have daily meetings to talk about the issues facing the church and the qualities the new pope needs. We're talking about slightly over 100 cardinals who file into the Sistine Chapel, cast ballots, and pick a pope. Conclave is a term that comes from two Latin words, meaning with a key. It refers to the fact that the cardinals are locked behind closed doors while they go through a highly ceremonial process of casting ballots and then burning them. Then it goes as long as it takes for someone to get two-thirds. The shortest conclave in history took a couple of hours. The longest one took 3 years. In the old days, they would burn ballots largely because they wanted to maintain the secrecy of the conclave. That is, they didn't want the vote totals to get out. What they realized is that when people saw the smoke from the chimney atop the Sistine Chapel, they knew a round of balloting had ended. And so they came up with this system where they would put chemicals into the mix to turn the smoke black if no pope had been elected, and white if a pope had been elected. In theory, according to the law of the church, any person who is eligible for ordination to the priesthood, and therefore an unmarried male, could be elected as pope. But in practice, a new pope will be elected from among the cardinals who are voting, that is, the cardinals who are under the age of 80 who will take part in this election. Which means that the roughly 115 cardinals aren't merely voters, they are all also candidates. When a candidate crosses that two-third threshold, another cardinal will approach him and say, "Do you accept your canonically valid election as Supreme Pontiff?" If he answers yes, from that moment forward, he becomes the Pope. The next question is, by what name will you be known? And at that stage, the new Pope tells his brother cardinals what he wants to be called. And then a few minutes later, when the announcement is made from a balcony outside St. Peter's Square, the whole world will know the name of the new pope.